we're playing some of Martin's Regton's South, which is the story of Ernest Shackleton's crossing the Transantarctic with the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition to the South Pole. And afterwards, we will also be listening to an interview between Martin, the composer of this, and Irena, the broadcast or the radio manager here at Athlone Community Radio. So it will be really interesting. I'll just explain a little bit about the piece. So it is like a radio drama, essentially. So there is some there's some music. Most of it is taken, or all of it is taken from The Rite of Spring. It's been manipulated. And then Martin Regton is a Dutch composer and jazz pianist. He was born in 1963 and he started playing classical piano at the age of seven. His early influences were people like John Cage and Brian Eno. And then from 1980, he started a kind of contemporary composition, as it were. And this is where we get this whole thing of this piece of music, which is ostensibly it's Ernest Shackleton's story with manipulated sounds from The Rite of Spring. So please enjoy. This is going to be Martin Regton's South.
After the conquest of the South Pole by Amundsen on the 14th December of 1911, in a narrow margin of days, only in advance of the British expedition to Scotland, there remained but one great...
Don't you know me? I said.
I think I know your voice, he replied doubtfully. My name is Shackleton.
Hello and welcome back to Oboes and Overtures. I'm Kevin Free, and that was Martin Regton's South. Absolutely fantastic. The narrator there was Angus MacLean, and Martin Regton wrote the script of that, and he did all the music for it using sounds from Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. We now have a short interview with Martin and Irena here. That we're just going to finish up the radio program. It's really interesting to hear Martin's kind of interpretation of how he created this piece of music, and then Irena kind of prying in and seeing what the life of a composer and how these kind of things get created. So have a good week, guys. I hope you enjoyed, and thanks for tuning in. See you all next week.
Athlone Community Radio is very honored to introduce our guest in our program, Oboes and Overtures, and it's Dutch composer, Martin Regton, and he's alive now from Amsterdam. Martin, welcome to Athlone Community Radio. And first, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I am Martin Regton. I was born in 1963 in Groningen, which is the upmost north province of Holland. I studied musicology, which in Holland is kind of the theory of classical music. And later on, I decided to create my own music, to compose, but not be dependent on whatever or whoever I was composing for. So I took several jobs. Among them, I have been for 15 years, I've been a piano technician, piano tuner. And currently, since 20 years, I work in IT as a software developer or architect. And thus, I make my money. And thus, also, I can write whatever I want without anybody telling me what to do.
Okay, so you're a real author there in your field. When did you hear about the Shackleton story? How did you get inspired by this amazing quest that happened?
When I was a student, one of my friends gave me a second-hand book. And I think, I don't know which book it was, but at least a book about the polar exploration from the Arctic or the Antarctic. And I got fascinated by it because those, mostly men, of course, had to endure such hardship. It's incredible. And not only... by Shackleton, but also, for example, by the horrible expedition by Franklin, what those people had to endure is incredible. And it fascinated me. And as the all those first print editions of those expeditions, you can buy relatively cheap because it's not so long time ago. So I went to all the second-hand bookstores and started collecting all those stories. And now I think my collection is not so big, but at least bigger than most of the stores. And I only buy first prints now. So my latest acquisition was the Heart of the Atlantic, also from Shackleton, which is, I think, about the Nimrod expedition. I did not read it yet. I just started.
And have you read about Tom Crean?
Oh, yes. You're the big fan of Tom Crean. Eh? Yes, it's amazing. I think during the Nimrod expedition, he saved Shackleton and his crew. Exactly.
Robert Scott. He was with Robert Scott as well. Yeah, so you were inspired by this. And so what's the process? So do you want to put that in together. A music expression?
Well, the composition, the radio drama I made consists of 10 parts. First part, half of the music I already had. And it was a classical composition because I wanted to stretch out the first note of Le Sacre du Printemps, The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. And I wanted to see how long I could stretch that first note. And thus I created a piece of music. I didn't know what to do with it. And only a few years later, I realized that I had an English colleague, Angus McLean. He's from Scotland, I think. He had a very beautiful English voice, of course. My English is what I call stone cold English. It doesn't sound like English. It's very heavily Dutch accented. So I could not tell my own that story. But Angus could, of course. And then I thought, oh, well, maybe if he tells that Shackleton story about the Imperial Transarctic expedition, maybe then I can make some beautiful music. That's what happened. So at the day I asked Angus, if I make an extraction of the whole Book of South, and are you willing to recite that all at my home in the evening? So he did. He went, he came over. And for about 3 hours, he had been reading. And afterwards, we had a nice whiskey. And then my work started in creating the music and editing his voice.
So your piece is named South. You were using the pieces that already exist and improvised. How was that process? I'm not so sure.
Okay. Well, the text I use, which Angus McLean narrates during those 10 chapters, is exactly the same text as in the book South, written by Shackleton. It's only I took away a lot of sentences, of course, because I had to dense it. So it's exactly the same text. Only in cases of compositional choices, I sometimes had to alter it a little bit. That's it. And then the music started, and I wanted to create the sounds of, for example, very chilling sounds. Well, what does extreme cold sound like? Fumble around with noises and create very high-pitched, scary sounds. Or, for example, the breaking of ice. Whenever you have been standing on ice, and I've been on glaciers also, but also on just frozen water, you can hear those very low pitched thumps where the ice breaks somewhere. You don't know where it breaks, but it's always very scary.
Yeah, maybe this is a good point for maybe people who don't know what happened, you know, why those noise and sound of ice is so important for the story about Shackleton. So in this, he was at Antarctic already, even before Amundsen, and come really near South Pole. But then in 1914, he went to another quest, and his boat Endurance was actually surrounded by ice, and they had to stay six months engineer there, and eventually those ice closed the boat, almost like imprisoned the boat.
The
boat went down in the ice. So just to maybe tell our listeners why those sounds of ice is so important to tell a story about the Shackles.
Well, first of all, when you go from South Georgia down to Antarctica via the Drake Passage, that's the one of the most scariest passages in the world. I've been there with the ship a few years ago, and there was on the way back there was a storm, and the waves were about 15 meters high, and then I was of course on a big boat,
so you could imagine how I was.
But if you have a very small boat or a wooden boat like Endurance, well, that must have been so scary.
Yeah, and you can imagine how was that this last part of the survival story when the Shackleton, Tom Green, and four other people were in a small boat of half meter going from, you know, going to South Georgia Island, isn't it? You can just imagine how amazing that story of survival.
Yes, it's so scary because, okay, they left from South Georgia to Antarctica. The Endurance, the ship was frozen in by the ice. And there you are, and you know that nobody is going to save you. I mean, if you're in something horrible like a war, you know there's maybe somebody is going to help you somewhere. But if you're on Antarctica, nobody's going to save you because nobody knows where you are, especially in those times. Very quickly, the Endurance, the ship, froze in the ice, and they couldn't move anymore. They tried to chisel their way through the ice, but that was impossible. And then what you just described, the ship was, well, the ice pressure was so incredibly high that the ship was shredded by the ice. Imagine a big wooden ship shredded by ice and all those very thick oaken beams and planks and screwed. They left on the Endurance to Antarctica, and they were frozen in. They got stuck between the ice, and the ice pressure after some time increased, and that even caused the ship to crush. And all imagine a big wooden boat like that with those very thick oaken beams and planks and all those nails that were just crushed, and all those nails were like bullet guns were going everywhere. And I can read a little bit from the text I use. Shackleton wrote himself. The effects of the pressure around us were awe-inspiring. Mighty blocks of ice gripped between meeting floes rose slowly till they jumped like cherry stones squeezed between thumb and finger. The pressure of millions of tons of moving ice was crushing and smashing inexorably. Well, my English is not that good, but imagine that all those sounds and all this physical enormous noises. I tried to catch that in my music, and I used The Rite of Spring of Stravinsky, which is a very dramatic piece already, and I used dramatic sounds from that piece, and I even made it I tried to catch that moment. Piece in my audio drama, part four, is called The Loss of the Endurance. It's a very, in Dutch you would say it's heftig. It's extreme. The sounds are extreme, and the noises are
dramatic,
extreme.
And as the story is.
As the story is, yes. So it's very, I try to enhance the... Well, you don't have to enhance the drama because it's already enormous drama, the story.
Okay, so you said you were using Stravinsky, but you were, of course, there is original pieces of your own music there.
Of course, I've made a lot of electronic music because contemporary composers do that also. They not only write for string quartets and orchestras and stuff, but they also manipulate sound that has been going on since the 60s of the last century. But I decided to use another piece, the famous Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky, and only use that sound. That was my limitation. And that was my choice, only to use that sound. If you know that piece, you will recognize pieces of it, but it's totally stretched and taken out of context. And it still sounds like a little bit like orchestra, But if you do not know the piece, it's just completely new. But nicely is, of course, is that the sounds are natural, because the fundamentals are natural sounds. It's not electronic sounds.
And Martin, tell us about the process of making that. What do you use? Do you, changing the music, do you use your program, or do you, how do you do that improvisation?
Yeah. Well, first let me tell about the current popular music. Dance music is made with computers. And that's all very, they call it sequencers, and all those programs are very predefined. So all music that comes out looks a little bit like each other, in my opinion. And I used a very basic program, and I think it's freeware even. It's called Gold Wave. And it's very basic. You just take a sound, which you call a wave, and then you double that sound and you turn it around and you use 1 millisecond and you duplicate that millisecond and you stretch it to 2 seconds or 5 seconds, and then you again turn it upside down, double it, and do all kind of extrapolation on those sounds. So for example, in the end result, for a few seconds of music, I can have been working for hours and hours. In the end, you end up with 10 parts, but one part exists of maybe thousands and thousands of samples. And all those samples I created myself.
Dan, it seems like a long process.
It's a long process. It's like you have to edit this interview, and you also have to take out all those little noises and all those
Everything like that. Involved. It's audio, that's the beauty of the sound and audio. Yeah. And tell me, it was made in 2018. Yeah. So tell us a bit more how it lived after, where it was played, what was the feedback?
Well, what I do always, everything I make, also my live concerts, piano playing, I put on YouTube. If I like a piece very much, I also create a CD out of it. But CD is a little bit out of time, of course. Then you try to distribute it. The piece was distributed in a normal way and you get feedback, blah, blah, blah. But only a few months ago, via an acquaintance of me who works at a radio, the Dutch Radio 4, like a classical broadcasting station, we found out about it, because I before that I made a little composition which was a variation of a piece of Johann Sebastian Bach. After that, he also noticed this piece, and because it's the story is quite exceptional, of course, gave it a lot of attention. And it was put on radio, internet, and even in the printed media. I got attention about that. That gives a lot of exposure. That exposure led, amongst others, also to you. And also, for example, to a sailing magazine in Holland, which is also going to print a piece about it. That's the way it works. Exposure.
Yes, and we are very proud that we will. It's almost like an Irish premiere, the radio premiere of the piece, Shackleston South. Is that the official name of the...
Well, I tried to make a name which is uniquely... I call it the Ernest Shackleton Endurance Expedition. And South is the main title, indeed.
The main title. Martin Rechten, thanks so much for being part and our guest. And it was great to talk to someone from Amsterdam.
Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.